And this is the final hour to go of open lines here, so let's get ready. The lines are all lit up. Wow. But we'll be back with more in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast. Here we are. Hey, by the way, I'm going back to St. Louis over the weekend for the holidays, and I'll be there until after January 1st, and then I'll be back in Los Angeles. But our shows will be 7 nights a week for everybody. Don't worry about that. Live on Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's Eve, New Year's. We will all be here. So let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Dana in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hello, Dana. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And thank you. Thank you also for your commentary about the regarding the destruction and violence by those very well-organized protesters. And like the previous guest at the beginning of the show said, that, you know, they're carrying professional signs. They're being funded. So that's just ridiculous. But you know what? Let's not let them usurp the one day that this country celebrates our veterans.
That's right.
And I'd like to start out with thanking you, and I'd like to also thank every man and woman that is no longer with us, and also those that are here. I know Memorial Day celebrates or is in remembrance of those that are past, and today is for the veterans that are still with us. But all, as a totality, have afforded me the freedom to live the life I want and the choices. So God bless all of you, and thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. Now, I want to share something with everyone in the audience, and I'm going to try to get through this without shedding a tear. In case we find ourselves starting to believe all the anti-American sentiments and negativity, we should remember England's former Prime Minister Tony Blair's words during an interview when asked by one of his parliament members why he believes so much in America. He said, "A simple way to take measure of a country is to look at how many people want in and how many want out. Only
point.
Two defining forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American GI. One died for your soul, the other for your freedom. Many seem to forget both of them."
Wow, that's heavy.
I know. It's really, really powerful. Really powerful. And I just want to thank all of them and know that when you think that nobody's thinking about you, my family has you held in prayer every single day. So again, happy blessed Veterans Day, and thank you, George, for your service and all the wonderful, beautiful men and women. Know that you guys are loved.
Dana, that's very well put. Thank you. Ziggy in Canada, welcome to the show. Hey, Ziggy.
Hey, George, how are you doing?
Good, I'm doing well.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you to your staff. Fantastic staff members you have there.
They're the best.
Oh,
well, they make my job easy. They really do.
Plus also to Dan, who plays outstanding music when you guys come back on the air. Fantastic.
Doesn't he have a great ear for music?
No kidding. Jeez.
I think he is. He wishes he was a DJ somewhere.
Well, he would be an outstanding DJ.
At half the salary we pay him.
Well, he needs a raise.
Did you know, by the way, that some of these DJs in nightclubs make a small fortune?
No, I did not know.
Oh, my God. They make like $50,000 an event sometimes. Maybe
really?
More. It's huge.
My God. I'm in the wrong business. Mind you, I was a great singer until Tunes came out.
Were you really? What
no,
was your favorite song?
What's that?
What was your favorite song that you could sing?
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, gee. I would have to say, I used to do karaoke a little while back with an ex-friend of mine, and every time he wanted me to do, what was it, Hank Williams Sr., Hey Good Looking?
Hey, I don't know all the words to that one.
Plus also, Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
You sing that?
Well, I didn't do it really good, but he always wanted me to wear a muscle shirt and comb my hair while I'm doing the song.
And shake.
But the crowd loved it. They were drunk, but
I was going to ask you to sing, but I've decided
no,
not
no,
to.
No, no, no,
I've
no,
changed
no.
my mind.
The reason why I'm calling you is, oh, before I forget as well, before I forget, if I don't get a chance to say it, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate that.
Now, the reasons why I'm calling you is, number one, I'd like to know your input of the election.
Okay, give me something more specific.
Do you think the right person got in, and do you think Trump will do a good job?
Well, first of all, our system of elections worked, right? Even though she got the popular vote, she's ahead in the popular vote. That's primarily because of California, which pushed her way up in terms
right.
of total number. He won the Electoral College, and that's the way our system is, and it worked. And now in terms of the best candidate, I made it a point not to pick a candidate, and I try not to on every election. I want to be able to just say the pluses and minuses. And I would say, based on the things I have seen, heard, and know about, he's probably the safer candidate than she was. I mean, she was very knowledgeable, very intelligent, but there's a lot of baggage there, a lot of baggage, more so than has ever come up. And I'm not talking about the emails. And other than his situation, his brashness, and, you know, some of the stupid things he said and did during the campaign, I think he can get better and better and better.
Okay.
And the fact that he's been elected, like him or not,
give him a fair shake.
We need to give him a fair shake. That's right. Now, these protesters who have the right to protest, got an email from somebody tonight who said, how dare you say they can't protest? I never said that. I've gone out of my way to say they have the right to protest. What I did say is they don't have the right for violence and vandalism and destruction. As if they do that, they should be put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't protesters. Those are thugs.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make this happen. Let's watch what he can do. I mean, we have had, gosh, since going into Iraq and Afghanistan and 9/11, and then, it's just been a mess. Now, I think President Obama, did a pretty good job. Other than his health care program, he kept things okay for 8 years. I mean, we held on. So let's see what Trump can do.
Okay, next thing I would like to comment or whatever. Every now and then, I was listening to one caller was saying that she had an anxiety attack or a panic attack.
Panic attack, yeah.
I suffer from panic and anxiety attacks as well.
Do you take anything for that?
Sometimes I take lorazepam.
Does it work for you?
Sometimes.
I hate those kinds of pills, but.
But the thing is, like when I like the thing is okay. I would like to know from I like to ask your advice, and maybe some of the other callers' advice if they could help me out with this. My biggest panic attack is if I see or I hear or when one goes by an ambulance.
And when you get a panic attack, what are your symptoms?
I hyperventilate. It feels like I'm having a heart attack, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
When I see the ambulance or I hear an ambulance coming by, I start shaking.
Until you can no longer hear it? Does it go away after that?
It does eventually, but I have a really bad panic attack.
All right.
And
if you're driving and an ambulance goes by, what happens to your driving ability?
I don't drive at all.
You don't? Okay.
No, or if I'm walking past an ambulance or whatever, I start shaking and I'm hyperventilating.
Do you have to hold on to a wall or a pole or something?
Mm-hmm, and my whole body just shakes like crazy.
Wow. Why have you had a bad experience with an ambulance?
It reminds me of the last time that my mother was taken to the hospital.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you remember my dreams.
Yeah.
And one last thing if I would like to say. Can I give a shout-out if I could?
Of course.
Okay. To one of your special guests that you had last month. And that was Joshua.
Joshua P. Warren?
Oh, yes.
You like him?
Well, he gave me I was hoping to get on your air there. Tommy said that we could try our best. Unfortunately, I couldn't get on. And Tommy gave him my phone number. He gave me a call off the air.
He did call you. Good.
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to say thank you to you and Tommy and Josh.
He's a class guy, isn't he?
Are you going to have him back on again?
Oh, of course. He always comes on.
He's a fantastic guy.
All right.
And he even sent some books out to me and it helped me out a lot.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Jig. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go back to text or tweets. Tommy, what do you got?
There's a text from Jason in New York. I've heard you talk about this before, but I don't remember what you said. So, what would you do for a living if you weren't a talk show host?
Believe it or not, I'd probably get involved in the political arena.
Politics?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, there was that group that wanted to push me to run this year, this time. And I thought about it, but I didn't want to do it. I mean, I'm having too much fun doing this program. I've got a long-term contract, and, you know, I'm just going to keep going until, like I said, we go to a commercial break and you come on and say, he's gone. Hey, let's do a role play. I'm going to ask you about what I want you to do in a second, but let's do a role play. We're in a commercial break.
Okay.
And I have now passed on. Okay?
Okay.
And we have to come out and dance here going, oh, my God, what are we going to do? He's dead. We have to go to you, Tom. You're the only one left. So
okay, so the rejoiner comes up, right?
We come to you.
Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Tom Danheiser. I'm filling in for George Norrie, and I'm going to fill in for quite a long time for George. I don't have anything after
what
that.
What do you do?
I got to come up with something.
Are you taking over the show?
Well, someone's got to if you're gone.
You haven't been the anointed one. You haven't even said I passed on.
I just said...
You said filling in. If I'm dead, it's not filling in. You have to explain to them... We were in a
commercial break.
So let me
ask you it this way.
George passed on.
So you'd rather just have me right off the bat, George is gone.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the way I want to go.
Do the dun-dun-dun again.
All right. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Ladies and gentlemen, George is gone. He just passed away. Like I can say that. I'll be bawling.
Much better. All right. And now we're going to do something I've promised people for 2 weeks. I'm getting emails from people saying, what are you talking about? Tom Danheiser does a great Stephen Root. Stephen Root was on our show several years ago. He played Milton in Office Space, you know, the funny guy with the big, thick glasses. And I want Tom to reenact the last scene of the movie where Milton was in the Bahamas somewhere, Tahiti.
On the beach.
On the beach, and he was given a drink that was the wrong drink. So you ready?
I think so. Yeah. Excuse me, senor. May I speak to you, please? I asked for a Mai Tai, and they brought me a pina colada, and I said, no salt, no salt for the margarita, but they had salt on it.
That's good. That's good. I'm going to go to management or something like that. I like that. Okay, great. Now,
see,
don't forget
movie.
If I pass.
Okay, so wait. Just so we're clear, first thing you want me to say is you're dead.
I'm dead. I've passed on, and we'll keep the show going tonight.
It's going to be hard
we'll
to get out.
What to do.
It's going to be hard to
and
get out.
And the other thing is, I want you to do the show with me sitting in the chair still for the whole show.
So you want me, if something happens to you, to prop you up,
yep.
Tell people you're dead,
yep.
And try to do the show looking at you.
Yes.
You know how sad I'm going to be?
Well, of course it's going to be a sad moment. But hopefully that moment will come when I'm like 90, still doing this show.
How are you going to go?
Fast. At 90. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Elaine at Fort Myers, Florida on the wild card line. That's enough of my fun for the night. Hi, Elaine.
Hi. Hi, George.
Hey.
I want Trump to do good, and I really pray that he does.
Me too. Me too.
With the thing that I wonder about, and like I know people have wondered about, is, you know, Hillary won the popular vote, but this whole electoral college thing is just not fair, because if she won the popular vote, then that's who the people want. And why? I mean, he could have paid a bunch of people off on these electoral.
Well, you know, you're right in one respect, but let me tell you the scenario of what happened. He won most of the states and most of the popular vote. Hillary won California and a tremendous percent of the vote in California, which had millions of voters, you know, compared to other states. And so not only did he win most of the states and did he have most of the popular vote, but when she took California, it just pushed her way past him in the popular vote. So in theory, you're absolutely right. She had the popular vote. She had the majority of the popular vote, which makes it seem like the whole country wanted her. But in reality, it was really only California that made that happen. And so in reality, he not only won the Electoral College, which got him elected, but he had a great majority vote other than California.
I mean, he could pay people, delegates off to the Electoral College. He could pay people off. He's a billionaire.
So could she. She had a lot of money collected. I don't know what happened behind the scenes with that stuff.
I know, and we'll never know.
But we want this to work. We got 4 years of this. Let's hope it works for everybody.
I hope so, too, but I don't think it was all copacetic.
Well, we shall find out. I mean, I want 4 years of peace, no wars, an economy that's pretty robust, and people happy. I'm not asking for too much, am I? Tom in the Bronx in New York, east of the Rockies. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Hey, George.
Hey there.
I'd like to say that in the Dakotas, there's an assault on the environment already with that pipeline from Canada coming down.
We're working on a show on that, by the way.
And in other words, and that's pretty bad. Whatever happened to the cowboys and Indians that were protesting pipelines and stuff? Did you ever remember them? Remember that story about the cowboys? They call them the cowboys.
Yeah, they're still out there.
that were protesting that was the farmers, I guess, people who own farms.
Yep.
Who had joined in with the Indian tribe.
They're still out there. Things are quiet there now for some reason. They just seem to die off.
Well, I don't see how they could.
I'm going to check into it. And like I said, though, we're working on doing a show on that.
Yes, I'd like to say too that let's hope for the best with Trump.
I wanted President Obama to succeed.
When Hillary Clinton had gotten all those votes in California, how many of them were aliens that were voting for her?
I don't know. I don't.
That's what I wondered.
It's a good question. But California always skews primarily Democratic. It voted for Ronald Reagan. He was Republican, but that was different. That was weird. That was a weird thing.
Yeah. What happened there when Ronald Reagan had okayed the aliens story, you know, to make them citizens.
Yes.
At the time. That had to do with the Contra Sandinista War, and a lot of the individuals that were made citizens were clipping coupons, like in New York City and I guess other cities. They were clipping the coupons, like food coupons, and turning them in and getting to the clearinghouses all that money, and they were actually supplying the war effort with money from the coupons, like you get the 5 cents or butter.
That's how they did it. Wow, I can't believe how fast this night is going, but we'll be back with more. Okay, welcome back to our final segment here on Coast to Coast. Don't forget this weekend, Richard Serrett will be with you on Saturday and Sunday. And then I'll be back in the cave in St. Louis on Monday. And I can't believe in a couple weeks it's Thanksgiving. Wow. But we'll have a live show for you. So let's go to the phones. We'll go to Dee in Eugene, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hi, Dee.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's new?
Well, I would just like to echo your sentiment exactly about the demonstrators I totally agree. They're just not doing the great American way.
No.
Trump got it. He's our president-elect. We need to do what we've always done, honor that, and just be good American citizens, and they're just not doing that.
No, give him a break. Let him try to do what he does. If he screws up or if he does something or if he becomes the racist they think he is, well, then protest. But
then come on. Exactly. So that I just wanted to add that. That's not my question. Actually, I had two quick questions. The first one is regarding that guitar that you won online that once belonged to Prince.
Yes.
Do you know if it is the guitar that he played at that memorial for George Harrison, and he ended up playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps?
I don't know. I don't think so, because it was in the possession of, I bought it at an auction, and they had it, I think, a couple years before that. I'm pretty sure. But would that have been worth even more?
Oh, my God. There are people that say he was such a guitar virtuoso that, like Tom Petty and all the other famous guys that were already on the stage, they were like in awe that he was actually playing better than George Harrison might have done. And I mean, people are saying that all the time, and I saw it myself. You know, I think it was an American Music Award or Grammys or something. I don't remember.
Are you into music?
I am.
Who is one of the most well-known drummers out there?
Ringo?
Rock drummers.
Ringo Starr?
Ringo, okay. Not other than Ringo.
Jim Keltner, Dennis Wilson, John Bonham, the late John Bonham that used to play for Led Zepp.
Ever hear of a guy named Kenny Aronoff?
No.
You didn't. I would have won. But he's going to be our guest in a week.
Well, who did he play with?
John Fogerty.
Oh, I should have heard of him.
he's supposed to be one of the world's greatest drummers.
Well, was he originally with Creedence Clearwater?
No, he was not.
Oh, okay. He's now with John Fogerty and his...
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Matter of fact,
you
they just played
the show
in
once.
Yes, I did, and we're gonna have Kenny on Monday. Make sure you're listening Monday, because you know music. You'd be able to call in and ask him things that a lot of people wouldn't know.
Oh, thanks for the heads up.
Okay.
Okay. My last quick question.
Yeah.
Is kind of a conspiracy. And please don't hang up on me.
I won't. I don't hang up on people unless they swear or cuss.
You hung up on a guy the other night, and I was like, right on, George. He called up and he said, yeah, when is the CIA going to take
that? Yeah. There's no place for that.
Yeah, he deserved it.
And by the way, I think the CIA called Tom and got the guy's phone number. Believe it or not.
He gets.
Yeah.
On national radio, he dares to do that. Anyway, my question is regarding the current political situation. Now, this might be way off base, or it might be my ignorance as to how the Electoral College really works. But I stayed up all night watching the election.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone I know, people with big screens, having different websites and news channels on their screens, watching all this, and they were saying, you know, the polls don't look right. Nobody's got the same prediction. They're way off. And then, like, at the last minute, right before it was called, it's like Hillary just dropped off the face of the earth, and Donald Trump started taking all those pivot states.
Yeah, and he's taking them big, too.
Well, what my question was, when that occurred to me, I think it was last week you had a woman on as the guest, and she was talking about the voting machine.
Oh, Bev Harris.
Yes, I remember her name now.
Hacking.
And she was awesome, and she knew a lot about this stuff. And so it just occurred to me by watching that, well, what if those machines are malfunctioning?
Some of them did, believe it or not.
I
don't know to whose favor, but some of them did. I mean, there's no question.
I just wanted to put that out there and see if anybody else was thinking it or whatnot. But
strangest election I think we'll ever go through.
Yes.
I don't think we'll ever have to go through another one like this.
I know. I hope not.
Bitter.
Okay, George, I'll let someone else get through. Thank you so much.
Okay. We're going to have another text or tweet in a second, but let's go to Tony in Fort Worth, Texas first. Tony, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Greetings, George.
Hello there.
Hey, thank you for your service. I really wanted to say that to you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
And thank you for being there for us so many nights a week when people like me that just cannot sleep really need it.
Going on 14 years, Tony, this January.
I know.
I don't know where the time went, my friend. Just
you are
gone.
Very hard, and it's much appreciated. It's medicine for me.
You know what? It is for me, too. I really enjoy coming in, doing this. I've got a different lifestyle when I'm in St. Louis. But, you know, it's special to me, too.
Well, I think about you a lot and all the time that you put in because, I mean, it's your life, you know, and you're putting a lot of time in for us. But I just wanted to say that, and I get to my story. I'll try to do this quickly, and then we're not have a lot of time.
Sure.
I've tried to get in with Linda, but I guess this is a more appropriate night for this. It's a story that happened with a good friend of mine. I met a Vietnam veteran, and we became really good friends. And you know, he's really a silent kind of guy. I didn't talk a lot, but, you know, what I could get out of him, you know, was really interesting. But we talked about UFOs a lot. And, you know, he had a lot of doubts and, you know, didn't really believe in those sort of things. And I guess unless you've been up close, you know, or near one, you might have your doubts. It sort of changes you. I've had several experiences, so, you know, it's sort of normal for me. But anyway, we were driving through to the local convenience store one night on our way to just grab something to drink and go back to the house. And it's a short trip, made it many times. And as we're driving down through the neighborhoods here in, it was in Grand Prairie, Texas, there's some speed bumps and you have to go slow on the road. And I go down that road often, so I know it well. And that night I looked over to the right as we were coming out towards the freeway, and behind a tree in a person's yard, I see a really bright light sitting there behind the tree. The odd part about it was it's so bright you cannot see a craft or anything, but it's not throwing the light in any distance. You can just see light behind the tree. And I said, "Did you see that?" And he goes, "What?" And I said, "Watch this." And I whipped the vehicle around as fast as I could, and I turned around and I pointed exactly at that spot, and I just said, "Do you see that?" And he looked over, and at that very moment, George, this thing shot up into the air.
Wow.
To a pinpoint, and then it shot across the freeway at a tremendous speed. You know, his jaw just dropped. Well, it was in the air traffic lane. You know, I see a lot of them in those lanes a lot of times. I don't know why, but anyway, it got to me so much. I mean, it was so close to me. It got to me so much. I called air traffic control from my area just to see. You know,
did they have it on radar or even know what it was?
If they did, they wouldn't say. But I wanted to tell you, and I've been saving this for Linda to get her opinion, but I'd like your opinion. You know, they offered and they gave me a phone number to call to report these things. And I thought that years ago they stopped taking reports, so I never called the number. I had no intent of calling that number, but I just thought it was really strange that, you know, that they would even offer something like that. You know, I just wanted to hear what you had to
say. Oh yeah, there's still interest in what's going on. That has not gone away. Final text or tweet. What do we have, Tom?
Final one of the night. And, you know, in your defense, not that you need it, that caller was going somewhere, should not have gone.
The guy
that
the
one
that
she was referring to, yeah.
Yeah, of course not. That's a no-no.
That was a bad area. This one is from Carol in Lansing, Michigan. Probably the weirdest question you've gotten, but what's the craziest dish you've ever eaten?
Well, I don't eat dishes. I eat food.
Oh, bad joke.
That was not a good joke. Crazy. Yeah,
drum roll, Dan.
I've never eaten roadkill.
Good for
I
you.
I won't do that. I don't eat deer.
Okay.
You know what's beginning to happen to me as I get older?
Huh.
I don't like eating things that had eyes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot of people won't eat like fish and things like
anything that has an eye. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if I'm turning into a vegetarian or a vegan or what, but I mean, I used to eat steaks and stuff, and now I think of a cow I don't know it. But the strangest thing I've ever had, I don't know. I don't eat like frog legs. Everything
typical
was
stuff.
Everything was pretty simple.
That's good then. I guess you have no answer for that.
No. How about you?
You know, I went to a party about, this is 10 years ago or so, and the guy had his friend there that worked for an exotic meat company. He actually owned the company.
No salt.
And the guy was cooking up everything. I didn't want to try any of it, but I did try alligator. And it's like eating a shoelace.
We went to a house party years ago in our 20s, and the person was making monkey stew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this guy had lion. He had tiger.
I can't.
And they have companies like that where it's legal. I think in some states it's actually not legal. But
I could do it.
No.
Next up, let's go to Fran in Knoxville, Tennessee, with the time we have left. Hi, Fran. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Love you.
Thank you.
And I love it when Cornelius calls in.
He's a
I
great guy.
I always agree with him.
He's a good person.
Yes. Anyway, with these protesters, I agree with Cornelius. They're probably George Soros-sponsored. But Mike, when we were talking about what they do when they're damaging things, maybe send them to prison. My husband, when he was working, we're retired now, and a lot of his territory was Siberia, 1,800 miles from Moscow on the Mongolian border.
Yeah.
Toilets. Holes in the ground, no running water,
no
toilet paper.
Like the gulag.
And he always told me, every, either graduating seniors from high school or these protesters ought to spend 1 week in Siberia.
And see what, and then come back to this country and kiss the ground.
And they would come back like the Pope, and they would just kiss that ground of the United States of America.
Absolutely. Look, like I said, everybody has a right to protest. That's what our country is based on, the ability of free speech. But when you start breaking the law, smashing car windows, business windows, throwing things at police, that's a known. Disrupting traffic. You know what? Get out of the freeway, for crying out loud. You want to protest? Go on the side. But when you start breaking the law, you've gone beyond, and you need to be punished. Simple as that. I'm all for protesting. All for protesting, but not when you break the law. Simple as that. Okay, this weekend it's Richard Serrett, and he'll be here Saturday and Sunday. Double duty for our Canadian friend. He's out of Toronto. And then, of course, I'll be back Monday out of the cave in St. Louis.
Well, I never knew I had Martians in my garden, and I never knew there were aliens on my roof. I got shadow people, and they're living in my basement. Got a funny feeling Bigfoot's gonna be here soon. I was so blind before, I was so unaware, but now I swear I'm seeing Sasquatch over there. I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Well, you never knew that your baby was a hybrid, but as he grew, you began to see the clues. Now you know the signs, 'cause you learned it from George Norrie. Even while you sleep, you got Martians watching you. I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. And I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Good morning or good evening. You're real. snow. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast.
For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Crystal Hill, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Borelson, George Knapp. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.